We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and this is going to be a really interesting interview. I'm a huge fan of Foreigner, so I'm excited to welcome to the program Michael Bluestein. Michael Bluestein, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show. And today we're going to talk about big event, which coming up in Fort Myers, but I want to learn about your career first. Tell me, did you always want to be a musician?
Yeah, well, I mean, from an early age, definitely. Started playing piano when I was 9, and there was just an old funky upright piano that was in the house that we bought, living in Haverhill, Massachusetts, and just kind of came with the house. The previous owners didn't move it out, and I started plunking around with it, and kind of pretty early on was able to pick out melodies and sort of had a knack for it. And my mom was all about that, and she's an artist and a creative person and really wanted to try to nurture that and got me lessons. And I guess the rest was history, kind of, you know. And so been a long road of a lot of different avenues, a lot of different styles of music, a lot of different career paths, potential career paths that kind of came along and changed, but led me to where I am today with Foreigner.
Exactly. So the process was a journey to get to Foreigner, right? Especially getting the opportunity, right? Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Well, yeah. So usually in the biz, in the music biz, you know, for in the touring world and, you know, with live musicians who become parts of bands, who become hired as sidemen for bands, whatever, in whatever capacity, it's a word of mouth thing. A lot of people, you know, you get to a point where maybe hopefully people know who you are and you're in the orbit, you're in the orbit and the consciousness of people that might be in the position to bring you in, you know, for an audition. And that's how it came about. So in 2008, I was at a music convention and ran into an old friend of mine who was playing keyboards with Foreigner at the time. His name is Paul Merkovich, and he's the musical director for The Voice, the big show on TV. And he was playing keys, as I said, but couldn't stay with Foreigner at the time. Just said, you know, hey, listen, I need to get somebody in to replace me. And I told the guys I'd help them out to find a replacement for me. So I think you'd be great. And he said, why don't you come in for an audition? And that's how it went down. That was 2008.
Yeah, and that opportunity. Were you a fan of Foreigner before auditioning?
Sure, yeah. I mean, growing up, a kid in the 70s, you know, I was born in 69. So, you know, the late 70s, 80s, that was just, you know, it seemed like every other song, you know, on the radio for a while was a Foreigner song, you know. So just Hot Blooded, Cold as Ice, Feels Like the First Time, Dirty White Boy, Long, Long Way From Home, Jukebox Hero, Waiting for a Girl Like You, Urgent, you know, it was just, you know, That Was Yesterday, Say You Will, you know, just goes on, and all the songs were just playing all the time, you know.
It felt great once you started touring, like performing in front of those crowds, right? Since you said since 2008 you've been with them.
It's been
an amazing journey, hasn't it?
It has been, yeah. I mean, it's taken us all over the world. You know, it seems, I mean, I Want to Know What Love Is. I didn't even mention that one in that list of songs.
That's my favorite. Because yeah. I think of it in Miami Vice. Remember in Miami Vice? They played it.
I forgot. Man, it was in that show too. That would make sense because it came out in 84.
Right.
I was in high school at the time. I don't think I was watching much Miami Vice, but I was certainly aware of the show. But yeah, that was the biggest hit of all. That was a number one hit, and it was kind of an international hit. So again, you know, wherever we go, Australia, New Zealand, India, you know, Europe, you know, the UK, all the places that we've been, you know, China. You know, it's an enormous song and everyone knows it.
Yeah. And it's that process. And what would you say was your like greatest experience? How big a crowd have you performed? What's the biggest crowd you performed in front of?
Wow. You know, I want to say we did something in Quebec, up in Canada for this venue. And I want to say like 50,000 people there. We've played some of the festival gigs tend to be the biggest ones, you know. Some of the festivals that we do in Germany or Sweden, they have tens of thousands of people. But this one in Quebec, I think I seem to remember a festival, just everybody descended on this venue. And yeah, I think it was something like 50,000.
And that's exactly. And this event coming up on November 21st, where you're going to be performing with John Fogerty, is amazing, because I'm sure you're a fan of John Fogerty's as well. But having the opportunity again to think about what this means for Charity Pros, to be able to raise money for people who lost their lives as frontline workers for COVID, for their families, and that their families are going to attend that. That's a powerful thing, isn't it? To do something, to be part of that.
Absolutely. And again, you know, it's just the power of music, you know, that it brings you to, you know, into these opportunities and gives you a chance to be a part of something where music is a force for, you know, raising money like this, you know, for such a great cause, you know. Just a lot of times it's, you know, a typical concert environment, a theater or an amphitheater or something, and people are coming for entertainment and just, you know, getting away from their busy lives and stressful lives. But it's not just that. Sometimes it's a big fundraiser thing for a really great cause. So, you know, it's just, again, the power of music and what it does for us, you know.
COVID, in so many ways, you know, think about it in ways of lost lives, but also the challenges that people left alone. And when you weren't performing, that was a challenge for all musicians as well, not to have an audience. How great does it feel to perform in front of crowds after that time being off?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's sort of like anything, you take it away, right? And people want it more. I mean, nobody could, you know, we're doing these shows. We didn't do a live gig for 16 months almost. You know, we were sent home in March of 2020. Once things were starting to really get bad, and we did not do a live show until May of this year, 2021, you know. So all that time, people that were big concert goers and loved live music were stuck at home and couldn't do it. You know, there was live streaming and some live streaming events, but, you know, and I participated in some of that stuff, and that was, you know, filled in a little bit, but there's just nothing like that experience of being out shoulder to shoulder with people and, you know, singing along to your favorite songs. And, you know, so, I mean, we're definitely seeing that enthusiasm has been ramped up. People are just psyched to be back at it, you know.
Have the Foreigner fans, are they different age groups now? Think about when you listen to Foreigner, when I listen to Foreigner and watch them perform on specific, you know, on music videos and stuff. Now, is it amazing to see the different age groups that are fans of Foreigner?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a testament to the longevity of the songs and how much they've become part of our culture. Yeah, so I mean, we don't, of course, you know, people that were in high school or in the 70s and 80s or in college then and, you know, growing up then know the songs from their youth. It's obviously not, you know, it's not on new pop radio now, you know, it's like whatever, it's The Weeknd or Adele or Drake or whatever, you know, so those people are on pop radio now are not listening to Foreigner, but their parents are turning them on to it. And so we see a lot of teenagers and 20-somethings and 30-somethings, you know, with the people that grew up with their parents playing stuff at home. And you know, if they, and then they in turn love classic rock. And so they're tuning in on classic rock satellite stations or radio stations, whatever, and still listening to that stuff. And yeah, so you have a whole bunch of kids growing up with it too.
And everyone that definitely needs to check out again, November 21st, Foreigner and John Fogerty in Fort Myers, Florida. And then Charity Pros Travel, as I'll have the link in the bio. But also, where can we check out Foreigner? Where's the best place?
Foreigner Online is the website for all things Foreigner. There's a, is that what you're asking about, like,
yes,
virtual?
Yeah.
Foreigner Online is the website. And then also we have a really big Facebook page that a lot of people tune into. That's Foreigner on Facebook. And then there's a Foreigner Instagram page that we post a lot for. We post a lot of stories and, you know, stuff from the road there. So I would say those are the three major things.
Hey, we appreciate you coming by, Foreigner fan. The dream definitely came true. Everyone needs to check out again Charity Pros, as Foreigner's going to be performing with John Fogerty on November 21st in Fort Myers. And I appreciate you coming by. Thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Take care. See you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.